Okay, guys, welcome back to the second half of RTSC Talk Radio. We were talking about reverse communication tonight, and as a special treat tonight, we're going to do like a, what do you guys feel? Like 1 minute to, we don't have much time here. So a 1 minute maybe box session just to hear what's going on there. I'm going to record it, and then I'm going to go over it live on air and see if we could pull anything out.
Perfect.
Sounds great. That sounds great.
Sounds good, something to do.
Yeah, and what box are you going to be using, Steve?
Oh, 39. What other box do I use? I'm not using them all during when I do my sessions. My live sessions, I stick with the 39. It's like
Okay.
Old Faithful.
Okay.
All right, real quick. I just want to play this one real quick. Kristen wanted this to air, so I want to play this. This is another file that she had. It said, "You'll be better. You'll hear better." And then on the reverse of that, it says, "With circle." Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, you'll hear better with circle, and then we'll explain that real quick.
With circle.
Okay, the width circle was forward, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you'll hear better was reverse?
Correct.
Okay, let's play that again. You'll hear
You
better.
did it wrong. And circle.
With circle.
Okay, we have this circle group that we do our sessions with, right? And we have
Right.
like a core group of people that we do. And I think that our communication has been phenomenal, if not stellar, this week. We've been getting some really, really good stuff with our sessions. Sharon was using the mini box. I was using the 39. I used the Ghost Man. Kristen used the Joe's box. I mean, we used pretty much everything, and we had good sessions all
Yes.
week long. So maybe they have something. There's something to it with our core group of people that we're calling the circle, doing the sessions almost on a daily basis and using different stuff, still getting great communication. So I think that's what they meant with that file that we're gonna hear better with the circle. So all right, let me do the turn on the Frank's Box 39 and let me record. Let me get this thing. So anybody out there that wants to record their Skype sessions, I'll do a shameless plug for this company, and I'm not getting paid for it or nothing, but Pretty May makes a call recorder that works with Skype. And if you use it, you can record, and it records everything that's going on the Skype conference, and it's crystal clear. So everything you hear is going to be on there on the recording. So that's what I'm going to use. Pretty May recording. All right,
Oh yeah,
guys.
it delivered. I have to say the audio from it is so clear. It's so much better. And by the way, your Tracy just made it into the room, so I want to give a shout out. Hey, Tracy.
Hey Trey, what's going on? And it's like 30 bucks. It's just a one-time fee of 30 bucks, and you can record in CD quality. You can record any way you want, and it's really awesome. So all right, let me record this, and I'm gonna do 1 minute is pretty good, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, minute and a half.
All right, I don't even think we should talk. We should just record like a minute and a half, and then we'll just take that and review it.
And
Well, maybe
everybody.
what you should do is explain as you turn it on what you're doing, and if they can give us anything in reverse, that would be great.
Okay, I'll do that right now.
And don't forget to tell them what box you're using. That
Okay.
seems to work good too.
Seems to work well. Yes, hang on.
Yes.
All right, guys, I'm using the Frank's Box on 39 on FM. So, yes. I'm going to record for 1 minute, guys, and then I'm going to review it live on air for everybody and see if we can get anything. Starting now.
Attention, please.
Good.
Telephones and. Okay. Gotta rush along here. Rush the show along. That was exactly 1 minute of of box communication. No speaking at all. I'll tell you what, I heard a lot of stuff.
I heard a Sharon.
I heard something about.
I heard that number nine that Ibhip was talking to us about on the break.
Right. I heard the number nine. I heard something about a tragedy or something.
Yeah.
I heard that as well.
I mean, there's a lot of. All right, let me download this file. Test 01. I'll zip through this. We got 15 minutes. I think we could do it.
I
think we can.
Now, if I was doing it, might be another story. It takes so long to go over sessions.
This is fun, guys. I mean, to get a full account of how we go over a session, it's probably going to take longer than this, but I'll just let you know. Right now, I'm loading it into my Cool Edit software. Cool Edit is what I use as a software program. I know someone mentioned earlier about Audacity and stuff. I do have Audacity. I don't use it because Cool Edit, I'm so familiar with it. I like using this. But it's going to be same basic premise. We heard it in forward. We heard the forward communication. Let me just reverse this entire session, and we'll listen to it, see if we can pick anything out. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right.
Hey, and guys in the chat room, if you hear anything, feel free to type it in.
Right. Now, just so you know, this is the same exact session that we just heard live on air. I just took it into the audio editor and I just reversed the entire 1 minute and a half, so at the end you'll hear me talking. But it's a 1 minute unedited box session. This is it in reverse. Let's see if we can catch anything. All right, I'm going to play it right now. All right, here we go. All right, see, I'm going to stop it right there because it sounds like something was really going. Did you guys hear that? It sounds like something was
definitely. I heard a spirit, and I heard something about old Tip, I think, in there.
All right, so I definitely thought I heard something there. So what I'm going to do is isolate that one section in my Cool Edit audio editor, and you guys can do that in Audacity. You can do anything you want, and I'm just going to isolate that one area where I thought I heard something, and then I'll play that all alone by itself, and let's see if we can hear something there. Play one time here. All right, what I'm thinking I'm hearing here, it almost sounds like, are you in New York? Yeah, that's what I hear right here.
I hear you, Spirit.
I do, too. I hear a you spirit in there, too. And then I hear what Sue's talking about with the New York.
Well, this is what I got. It says something about, yes, are you in New York? Hang on.
Yeah,
now this is the – I just isolated this one piece of audio. Now, mind you, this is all in reverse. So this I get, I hear, yes, are you in New York? Now, to me, that would be a file for me because it sounds like, yes, are you in New York? I don't know what it's pertaining to because I didn't ask a question or anything. But yes, are you in New York is on the reverse side of just regular radio broadcast from a FM suite.
Steve, do me a favor. Just clip out the part that says New York because Mike from Paranormal Weather, also a great website if anybody wants to check that out, didn't hear the New York.
Okay, hang on 1 second. Let me get to that. All right, let me go back and see if I can find it. Right, right there. Can you guys hear that?
Can you guys in the chat room hear that?
I hear New York right there.
I hear New York.
It actually says, "Are you in New York, Steve?" I hear Steve at the end there too. Steve, all the way.
They hear it now.
Okay. Okay, that's just one section. See, this it takes a little long to go over a session. Okay, we'll continue with the session to see if we hear some more stuff here. We're about 22 seconds into the session. I heard Hey Steven there somewhere.
I did blow up.
Let me hear this. Actually, I might be wrong in that. Actually, I hear Kristen.
I hear Hey.
Okay, now let me play this one more time. Let me know, people in the chat room, what you hear. It either says Hey Steve or Kristen. I'm not sure. Listen to this. I hear Kristen. Kristen, that's what I hear.
I hear Hey Steve.
Hear Hey Steve too.
Oh, okay. Well, it could be. It could go either way. All right, let me go back to the audio here and see if we can pick out some other stuff. But hey, either way, it says Hey Steve or Kristen. That's still pretty good. All right, let's see. Okay. Did anybody else hear Yeah, Old Hip?
Yes.
Okay. Let me isolate that area. Yep. Wow, that Sharon's really clear.
Yeah.
All right, let me go back. Try again. Okay, right there. That's where it is. Now see if Mike hears this. It says Yeah, Old Hip.
That almost sounds like Old Hip's voice too, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah, it's Yeah, Old Hip. That's pretty amazing.
Awesome.
I gotta say that's pretty amazing. Yeah, Old Hip. Let me slow this down just a little bit. Maybe I'll slow down like 5% and see if anybody can hear it a little bit better.
That's very clear.
That's pretty good. Yeah, Old Hip.
No, so, not that I'll push, but let's get to the Sharon one.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to the next section here. All right, guys. So let me just grab that section real quick. I think I grabbed the wrong section. I'm going to go back. Right, I heard Sharon, then I heard Steve also. Yeah. So, I mean, what's the chances of doing an FM sweep with a Frank's box as fast as it goes in forward session and then reverse it and it actually says Sharon in reverse? Sharon Steve, it actually says.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing anyway.
And your name's Sharon. I what better validation? We got an Old Hip and a possible Kristen. So we got all our names here.
Yeah. Let me go forward with the session. We only got 7 minutes left in the show. That's me. Alright guys, let me play this one little last area I thought I heard something in. This one, I think I hear like Steve, I'm here or something like that. What's that?
I thought I heard Steve.
Okay, let me hear this. Yeah, okay, here we go. It says, I'm here and Steve, I'm here, but it's separated in a little bit. But it says, Steve, I'm here. Yeah, that's at the end of the session. Now, had I been doing a regular session, this piece, be honest with you, I mean, that's what it says, and that's the original audio. Okay, now, this piece of audio right here, if I isolate this area, it actually says nothing at all. So in order to not distract the listener from the actual communication, I would probably get rid of that, just to hear Steve, I'm here. Now I hear Steve, I'm here clearly. Does anybody else hear Steve, I'm here?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And the middle, obviously, I didn't alter the file in any way. That middle section was just a piece of radio that was just annoying and in the way. And I also have the original raw audio, if anybody wanted to listen to it. The Steve I'm here is definitely there. That little blip in the middle is just radio audio and can definitely be deleted, in my opinion. That way, because it distracts from the audio. And now I hear Steve I'm here.
Now, Steve, before you did all that, when you played to the end of that session, we had a couple people in the chat room. There's some weird noise at the end. That sounded like maybe Whispery Guy came through.
All right, let me get back to the end of the session here.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, what was that?
That sounds like me shuffling around the microphone.
No, I hear a... I don't know. It sounded weird.
Yeah. But... I don't know. All in all, I think that was a good test session live on air.
For a minute, Steve, for a minute recording, I think that was pretty damn good.
For a minute, I think we got, what do we got? Like four pretty solid good communications right there.
And that's not counting what's in there going forward. We didn't even really go through that yet.
No, and we heard stuff, you know, forward. I heard a Sharon. I heard something about a tragedy of some sort. So, I mean, we definitely caught stuff forward. Now, just imagine if we did a whole session forward, got 15 files that were great in a 5-minute session. Then we took that whole session, reversed it, got another 15. You know, that's 15 missed files we would have missed if we didn't reverse that session.
Right.
That's why I think, Kristen, you do that a lot, right?
I always check reverse. I never not check.
So, guys, I got to say, we fit it all in. We got it in.
Yeah, we did. And we got like 4 minutes to spare.
It's because Shane wasn't here to send us on tangent.
But
everybody out there, you should check out Steve's website, Keyport Paranormal. Awesome website, lots of information in there.
So, keyboardparanormal.com, you can definitely go over there. You could check out my website. You could check out what I do, where I do it. Listen to some audio, listen to How to Hack Radios. It has a link to my Yahoo group, RTSC Yahoo group, and we're always over there trying different stuff. Someone actually just posted today about how you can modify one of the shack hacks to sweep faster. Jeff from Australia. I got a member on there from Down Under in Australia, and he's a really good technical guy, and he was able to modify a 12-820 radio shack hack to sweep faster. Because there's nothing worse than a slow sweep, believe it.
Jeff, because he listens on podcasts, so hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
And I'd also like to say, too, we try to, I've been trying to document for years, as long as I've been doing this last year and a half, weather conditions and stuff, and when the communication's good and not good. But a guy, Mike, out there from Paranormal Weather, had already done it and made a whole website. And it's actually pretty cool and kind of seems to be coinciding with everything. So if anybody wants to check that out, it's Paranormal Weather on – it's his MySpace, right, Steve?
ParanormalWeather.com, I think.
Actually. Okay, ParanormalWeather.com.
Yeah,
and it'll tell
Mike's
you
a
when
good
the communication's at a high and a low, and it's actually pretty cool.
And he's doing the session – he's going to the Shanley again, and he's using the San Gian radio now. So hopefully he'll come back with some good audio, and we can listen to that. Maybe bring him on the show. That would be great to have him go over his audio because we're going to be heading there too. So
yeah.
All right, guys. Listen, we got to wrap. It's got about – 15 seconds left of the show, so go check out my website, check it out. We'll see you guys next week, and we'll see what goes on next week. We'll try to get something else going on. I don't know.
Same bad channel.
Yes. All right, guys.
Same bad channel, right.
All right, bye, good night.
Bye, guys.